Hey everybody, welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. We're here in Philadelphia.
Welcome back.
Welcome to my home. This is my mom and pop-up's house.
I know, finally. This
where
is
where I live when I'm in Philly, because really everyone else has moved away except for, you guys know, Aunt Susu still lives in Philly, my brother, and then my mom and pop-up in the summers, but that's really it of the Philly family, so here we are.
It's great to be here.
Thanks for having me.
This place only existed in my imagination up till now.
So how does it like live up to your expectations?
Oh my gosh, you guys, if you could be as cozy as me, there's no way. There's no way anyone's ever been as cozy as me. I watched The Bachelor on this nice cozy couch yesterday in the morning with two cups of coffee. I was in a dream.
What about
state.
Like beyond the house?
Oh, the
like
house.
Philadelphia.
Oh, Philadelphia. Yeah, I'm confused about Philadelphia. It
me
was nice
too.
Coming into the city. I didn't understand Philly as a city at all, but when I got here, it was like...
Did you think it was a state?
No. I just didn't know. I have nothing to base it off of. I knew the Liberty Bell's here.
We haven't even seen her.
Where did they keep her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's cracked up. She's all she's cracked up to be. She's cheeked up.
We saw a lot of Ben Franklin and William Penn.
No. Being
figurines.
Getting into Philadelphia is like if you opened up a textbook and got sucked in, like one of those old TV shows we used to watch in classrooms. Everything was so old.
That's actually like I didn't know how much I missed that and how much you don't have that in LA. Like there are no founding father statues in LA, and there should be.
Yeah.
And
missing the founding fathers deeply in LA.
Yeah, like. Imagine they're like good people though. That those are the kind of founding father statues that I want.
We need some founding sister statues or some founding mother statues.
Awesome. Yeah.
There, I said it.
Yeah.
Someone has to.
Yeah.
Why is no one talking about the founding mothers?
We could always do like, I know you could do this, like Peggy, Angelica, and Eliza statues. You know the girls.
Angelica. Like the Rugrats?
No. You know the Skylar sisters. You always talk about them.
What are you talking about? I'm so sorry. I'm too stunned to speak. What are you talking about?
Philip Skylar's girls.
What the hell are you talking
is it
about?
Philip? I actually don't know if it's Philip.
What do you know what is he? Can someone I feel like
I just like I don't know what to say. It's an integral part of history. If you don't know, you don't know it.
Can you just walk me through that part of history that's so integral?
Yeah, so basically Alexander Hamilton was married.
Okay, like there you go. Like that,
was married. No, listen.
Off.
This is actually important. Was married to Eliza Schuyler Hamilton. Okay? But he also was in love with the older sister Angelica. Okay? And also close with Peggy as well, the younger sister. And
I
they were
know-
really integral in the story of the United States. Angelica founded the first orphanage in Hamilton's memory.
And I talk about this all the time.
Yes. The first private orphanage in New York City.
I've never spoken any of those. I was thinking Angelica from Rugrats.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking Eliza Thornberry from The Wild Thornberries. So that's where I was.
Yeah.
No.
We've got to get this boy to Hamilton.
I know, for real. I'm willing to do that.
Like, that's truly, like, I grew up in Philadelphia where they teach you, like, the history of the country as well as the founding fathers. The only information I know is from Hamilton.
Hopefully it was, is it accurate? Is it accurate?
I would say like maybe like 75% of it. I think that they...
Who does Lin-Manuel Miranda play in Hamilton?
Hamilton.
Oh, he would.
Yeah.
Oh, he would.
That's actually something people talk about all the time is the fact that he cast himself as the lead role with that voice of his.
No comment.
I don't think anyone else could have done it.
I also, like, you know, whatever. I would have also written myself into the lead role of one of the most successful plays ever.
Yeah. He brings his je ne sais quoi to it.
Oh, he's got such a something.
He's
I don't know if it's
something.
Je ne sais quoi.
It is.
Mm. I think it's more of like...
it is.
Oh my God. If we had to pick founding mothers, who would they be? I would pick.
Are they currently alive?
It's funny because.
Or historical figures.
Whatever you want. I think like it'd be hard to pick a currently alive founding mother because I feel like everyone's got like a reason to be canceled. Like normally I would pick like Oprah, mm-hmm. but now Oprah's in trouble for.
I would maybe Catherine Hahn.
Yeah, maybe.
Have you heard a bad word about her?
I haven't. No, but she also just kind of does her thing and then goes home, which I love.
Which like, yeah, mother status.
Founding mother status. But I'm talking about like we need some people that move the needle
a
bit.
Guess what? I actually have a list on my phone.
Of founding mothers?
Called Women I Love.
Very good.
Very good. Shall I read some to you? Yeah. We can kind of figure out. Oh, maybe Emma Stone. No, Io.
She needs to do more. These people are too young to be founding mothers.
Oh, Sarah J. Maas. Tina and Amy. Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep, yeah.
Oh, Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin.
Yeah.
Okay, so Meryl, Jane, and Lily.
Anything outside of actresses? Maybe people that did
I'm
something?
I'm not familiar with that space.
yeah, well... I'm
a huge Helen Keller believer.
Oh, that's a hot take.
I like... Just like, it would hurt too much to not believe it.
She affected
because she affected me so deeply when I read her biography in third grade. And I was like, this is like a remarkable thing that's happened.
When you read her biography that she wrote?
I like fully believe it because to not believe it is to crush a dream, which I have no interest in doing.
I think that she maybe was like the inventor of ghostwriters because someone was like, let's go ahead and write a book.
I'm sure someone else hand wrote it out. But she was communicating.
She couldn't talk.
She could communicate. You can communicate in ways that aren't talking.
That's true.
Yeah.
Body language.
Mm-hmm.
She was just belly dancing.
I give you body language all the time.
Yeah. Like what?
You can tell if I'm annoyed at you. You can tell if I'm happy, sad.
Where are you right now?
What do you think?
I can't tell because you're wearing
glasses.
I'm not
giving any specific body language right now.
Mm, okay.
Just
thank
relaxed.
You.
I am wearing glasses right now. Just due to ugliness and such, because I have jet lag and we were supposed to record at 9.
Mm-hmm.
I think I walked down the steps at 10:05. I snoozed.
I did not sleep a wink.
I mean, neither. I snoozed till the cows came home. And so now I'm not wearing any sort of like makeup. Connor has asked me if I'm sick 3 times.
I asked if you feel sick.
Yeah, or if I wanted a wellness pill. No, Connor, I'm tired and not wearing makeup. Did I ever tell you? You guys know my sister.
God forbid I ask.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate you asking if I'm sickly. You know, my sister is like young, very pretty. And she was talking to this like freaky boy who like kept harassing her and FaceTiming her and she wasn't answering. So I was like, oh, I'll answer and pretend to be you. Because, like, we look alike. But, I mean, you wouldn't mistake us for one another. But we look alike. And I was like, if there's something wrong with this kid, like, maybe he'll buy it. So I answered and pretended to be Gabby. And he goes, are you not wearing makeup?
There's something wrong with that kid.
Like, he knew something was different. Between the two people, the two sisters, it had to be a matter of makeup.
Couldn't put his finger on it.
Couldn't put his finger on it. But his face dropped because he had clearly like been pursuing this one woman, and then another answered, and it wasn't what he was expecting.
We're in Philly right now, recording remote because I had a couple shows, and I have 4 shows in Philly this week, and I want to thank the citizens of Philadelphia for coming out and. Numbers, boots on the ground. So these shows, they've been so damn fun. And everyone was calling me Laura last night.
Laura?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I was during that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was great. It was great shows. Everyone was great. Everyone was having so much fun. And I'm excited for tonight. We have tonight too. And then I'll see everyone Friday at the Bell House in Brooklyn. which I think is about to sell out, the second show for the late show. Yeah, I'm really excited. Thank you all. I'm over the moon.
Yeah.
I've spent so much time in the bathroom. I have learned I've got like a bunch of nervous things. Wait, do you want to... You should come in to talk about all my nervous tics.
I think so.
Hi guys, we're going to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, Mint Mobile. One of the most stressful things about a new marriage is figuring out how to combine two entire lives into one. Seriously, like whose bank do we go with? Who has the better insurance? Your sofa or mine? The one thing I found that Brooke and I were both more than happy to combine was our wireless plan with Mint Mobile. Right now, Mint Mobile has phone plans starting at $15 a month. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month.
For anyone who hates their phone bill, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text and high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Our producer, Izzy, made the switch to Mint Mobile, and she said her service has been so much better than her other carrier.
Yeah,
she had called me to let me know.
And she's
on her Mint Mobile.
Honest people we know.
Plus, she's saving $45 using Mint Mobile versus her old carrier. That's a crazy deal.
It's insane. And you know what else is insane?
Tell me.
You can choose from 3, 6, or 12-month phone plans and say goodbye to a monthly phone bill. Mint Mobile gives you the best rate whether you're buying for one or a family. And at Mint, families start at just 2 lines. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with all your existing contacts.
Switch to Mint Mobile and get your first 3 months of premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/BNC. That's mintmobile.com/BNC. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/BNC. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Guys, we have someone so special here today. I'm gonna hand it to Brooke to announce because this is my new best friend that I met yesterday in person for the first time, but I've known him for my entire life, probably before I was born. We met crossing paths in the before life, in some other realm, and we felt that yesterday.
There is a soul connection, but you guys know my Aunt Susu. We talk about her all the time.
Woohoo!
She's the greatest. Come on over, Seuss. You can hear. Wait, Izzy, should she take my microphone? Okay, we can. Susu, how are you feeling right now?
I'm a wreck.
Why?
I'm just so nervous, but I'm so like honored to be with these two very special people sitting beside me. I just love Connor. He is my new number one. Sorry. What's his name?
Robert Pattinson.
Pattinson and Gosling, although I still love Ryan. But this one is my number one now.
I love you to death.
There we go.
My favorite thing is that, like, Susu yesterday said that I kind of look like Ryan Gosling, which I've never gotten ever.
Said what?
That I kind of look like Ryan Gosling.
Oh, my God. I think you might be better looking.
I don't know if there's a gas leak or something. I don't look like it. I'm so flattered.
Don't be flattered. It's true. It's just real.
That's the nicest thing, genuinely, anything is. So that's why I went into my set yesterday so freaking pumped, my shows, because Susu said I looked like Ryan Gosling, and I carried that with me for 6 hours yesterday.
Well, that's good. It was a little upbeat.
It was an oomph.
A little, a boost. But it's I'm just so proud of my Brookie, my first love.
Brookie.
And, oh, so amazing what they're doing. And that's it.
Well, I'm sure.
Great intro, Susu. You really are natural. 100%. 150%.
Right now it's just us.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I've learned a lot about my body. We were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah.
About... I have started to get, remember like 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, I talked about how itchy I was, my feet. Yeah. And then yesterday I told you, I think that I'm about to get hives. It's anxiety hives, you guys.
It's anxiety, totally
just anxiety.
I feel like growing up, you were the only one that really related to the anxiety experience of mine. So you have any advice?
To be honest, I always, always felt a very strong connection to you because you were my best birthday present in the entire world. She's born on the 18th. I was born on the 19th of June. So I always felt that there was this very, very strong connection. And I kind of saw you.
Mm-hmm. In me, I see that.
Me and you. And this girl has a heart of gold. She's just the most loving, sweetest person. There's not a bad bone in your body. And your potential, what you've done so bravely, just picked yourself up.
Thank
and
you, Susie.
Went to do this.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
I could never do this. I lived my life through you.
You did do this. You did go to California when you were young.
I did, but I didn't do anything, just partied.
Hey.
You know? But I to be honest, it was a very, very a very spiritual experience for mm-hmm. me, and very, I learned so much through all of my experiences. Yeah. And
Yeah.
You kind of studied abroad in a way. Mm-hmm. You studied abroad in a way.
Yeah, I did.
California is as far from Philly as like Europe is from some places.
Philly.
Wait, when I was in California, everybody was really out there. Everybody was being spiked with LSD and doing drugs.
Fun.
And I thank God, God was with me. I never did that stuff. Oh. But seriously, it was amazing at that time.
Like amazing how many drugs there were?
No, just the environment was so, like, it was kind of spiritual. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a lot going on. People were experiencing a lot of...
Out of body.
Definitely out of body.
Yeah.
And what I experienced, like, I wouldn't even talk about. It was just so amazing.
I'm so curious.
Really?
Yeah.
What details can you give us?
It can even be surface level and we won't pry.
I'm trying to think. Oh, I can't. I'm sorry. I can't share it.
Not even a little.
I could share it if I didn't have a microphone in my face.
Oh, yeah.
Face.
That's smart.
That's fine.
Hey, that's media training and we don't have
that. Yeah, good for
that.
You. We should develop some of that.
Yeah.
Just like the notion of not saying
everything
we possibly have in our heads into a microphone.
Mhm.
Well, I guess that's a catch 22 because it's really good to really own yourself and just speak and say who you are and what you did or want to do, but family will be watching this.
Oh, you know, who are you scared of?
I'm not scared.
Who don't you want to hear? Pop up?
No. I just, maybe, yeah.
Susu is Pop up's sister. By the way, so Susu's technically my great aunt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, cool.
I'm not afraid. It's just that I rather not share. I share things with people that I feel I could share with.
Yeah.
I want to
quickly. That's normal and healthy.
I would want to touch on the fact that if Susu had an GRWM TikTok page, like get ready with Susu. Paige, like you would go viral every single day before 10 a.m.
You have the potential if you ever wanted to access it, because even if I like post you for a second on anything, like people are like, oh my God, Susu. They're so obsessed with you. If you ever wanted to dive into the social media space, you have a career for you.
Wow. Yeah. I really don't believe that though. That
I promise you.
That's so bizarre to me. It's hard to believe. Yeah. I mean, no.
Yeah. You've got a great personality and also spirit in general.
Oh, spirit is so
and
important.
Relatability to you too.
And what?
Relatability.
Oh.
And we talked yesterday about meditation. What were we talking about meditation yesterday? About how everything's just in your head?
Yeah.
Or like so much of it is just mental.
I've learned through a wonderful healer that I've recognized that in my life, how much I have been manifesting illness in my body and symptoms that are really my negative dialogue. And thank God that I've learned to change this negative dialogue into positive. I'm still working on it. You have to work on this all the time.
I need to work on that.
Yeah, because it changed my life. It really did. I was, we were brought up, I think I could say that for Brookie too, with this terrible fear of illness. And the stuff that I was thinking wasn't even my own. I didn't even own it. It was my upbringing. It was this environment,
yeah,
you know, this negative environment that I was brought up with. And I just, for you great kids out there and people that suffer with symptoms of illness, it's easier said than done. You have to work on it. Meditation and I do these incredible I Am affirmations by Joseph Stevenson.
I am.
It's on YouTube, and it gives you such positive affirmations, and it's just so, it's so wonderful. It changes your dialogue.
I think Mom gave me one once that actually does help, like when you're like in a state of panic, yeah, just like saying like, I'm safe, I'm safe, yes, I'm safe. Yeah, that does actually help the more you tell yourself that.
If you're,
yeah,
in a state of, you panic,
know, your
because...
mother is to me, she's really ahead of her time. She is so brilliant and she's amazing. And it's hard for people to understand, because when I was 17 or 18, I started to eat organically and people thought I was literally insane. And she sees things that we don't see because it's a different timeline, okay? And that's what I...
To the timelines of it all.
Huh?
Nothing.
I know you.
No. Go talk about... tell me about the timelines.
No, it's just... it's. I think some people have a different timeline. Some people can see or maybe more open to the energetic world. And I felt that I always was, but I kept it under control because, you know, it was difficult for me. But
you're a wizard, Harry.
No, I'm just, what's that?
It's from Harry Potter.
Oh, Harry Potter, yeah, a wizard. No, but it's just, I think that I was just lucky.
This episode of Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast is supported by State Farm. When you get a new car or a new home, the first thing you might find yourself saying is, heck yeah, or I can't believe it, or how is this real? But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. And we all know, you guys, we talk about it. This is like the perfect ad for State Farm because we know adulting is as hard as it is. Straight up, I just haven't registered my car yet. Like, I haven't. But I also need to sweep my kitchen, you know? Like, right now, that's... I'm not going to even do that either. There's just so many things on my plate.
You have to register your car, though.
Yeah, I need to do that for sure, but it's like a cavity. I'm not going to fill it in. But luckily, one of the parts of adulthood that doesn't need to be complicated is insurance, thanks to State Farm. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing that you can find what works best for you and your needs. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there, too. Whether it's in person or on the phone with your local agent or on statefarm.com or on their award-winning app, State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. No, my phone keeps going off and it's on Do Not Disturb. People keep pushing the messages through.
Oh.
Get a hint, you know, I'm a Do Not Disturb.
Right.
I was going to say, I am safe, I am safe, I am safe is so good in so many settings, unless you're being like stalked by like a large animal. I feel like I am safe. That's a panic state that you really aren't safe
but
in.
But even though if you said that in a panic situation, you may not feel it, but the words changes the dynamic, the energy, and it might just save your life.
I'm going to try it. I'm like, the thing about me, and I've always said this, is I will try anything. I've got an open mind to a fault, I would say.
That's beautiful. That's not, how could, that would never be a fault.
I was in LA for 2 weeks and I started buying crystals. I said, if it works for someone, I'll put a crystal up my butt. If I have to.
Well, I'm open too, so I'm not going to say no to that.
I'll see you after the show.
I mean, let me know if it works.
I will. I sure will. You know, because even placebo, even if something is just like, whatever, it's placebo, like, but it changes your mindset. Even if it changes your mindset because it works for someone else, that's fine for me. I'm okay with that. The placebo is fine.
Being open and not judgmental is a very, very beautiful, positive mm-hmm. thing, because I think that's what produces love in the world.
It does.
It just doesn't label anything. Mm-hmm. It just gives you. And that in turn heals you. It heals you when you're able to really openly love, which I'm not sure that I'm able to do 100%, but I sure, you know, that's what I really want to do, is just be completely loving.
You are.
I
want, like, the most loving.
Uh-huh.
Well, I love you. You kids so much, but I don't love all the people out there.
No, and you shouldn't. I mm-hmm. believe in going into everything maybe with more of like a closed mind, and then being pleasantly surprised if it happens to open
setting
up.
The bar really low.
Well, what about going in openly and then
closing, but
distancing when it doesn't feel right in your heart?
I just think my natural resting state is closed.
Clenched.
I'm clenched at all times. So things can open. Yeah, I don't have a problem opening with reason.
You go in with caution.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And then open as needed.
That's, you know, if that's the way you approach it.
She's like a clam.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, I knew you when I was born, so I was open then. So you never had to meet me closed.
Well, I've seen you go through your changes, your growths, I've always been with you. So,
right.
we all have that, you know, we all have our times when we're constricted or closed, but I do believe that every single thing that comes to us is a learning experience and a blessing in disguise. I really do. And however you guys, you know, go through it, your life and your journeys is exactly the way it's supposed to be.
Yep. Welcome to Philly.
Totally. So that, no, that's,
I don't really
know. No, I can't wait to re-listen to this every time I'm,
I hope,
like,
I'm not
questioning things.
Wait, why would you kill yourself?
Being negative.
Why would you, when you listen back, you mean?
When I watch this, I mean.
Oh, you won't.
No, also, I don't watch myself ever, so you can skip on that if you want.
I'm unable to watch so much unless I listen to the whole thing back on 2x speed. To see if we say anything funny. and then I'll go watch
it. You can always cut it and edit it, can't you?
Oh, yeah. We cut, we edit, we close, we open, we clinch.
She does that, right?
Yeah. Well, Izzy tells them. Yeah. Izzy watches the whole thing through and then says, cut here, do this, do that.
Amazing. Yeah. You guys are just incredible.
Well-oiled machine.
So are you, Susu.
Even on the road. And Susu, you're watching The Bachelor right now, right? Are you keeping up with it enough?
Yeah, I do watch it.
What do you think about Joey?
I think he's robotic, and I think that he doesn't... I think he's just so closed down that he doesn't show...
What do you mean, closed down in what way?
Fear of being hurt.
Yeah, I see that.
And he doesn't open up fully to the experience, but...
Yeah. You know,
if we don't open ourselves up... We'll never really find the person, our person, who's right for us, because if that's even possible, I don't know. You think it's possible for a person to totally be so fearless that they just open up their hearts and who they are completely?
I think I see that with Mama and Papa.
Yeah. Yeah. They're one of the lucky ones.
I don't think it's going to happen.
So cute, aren't they?
I don't think it's going to happen for Joey. I think that this is not a correct season. I think it's incorrect. And I was going to say Daisy, the blonde girl that's in right now. Do you know Daisy from
in the back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Daisy was the highest contender until I saw her music video that was released this morning on TikTok that I just reposted. And now I can't look at her in the face. So
why, from the video?
Yeah, I'm going to show you after we get off and you'll totally understand.
I didn't see it.
It's a tough watch, Susu. It's a tough watch.
In
do you guys
want to
see a sneak peek of it? Well, she's like the sweetest girl. She's so happy. And like, I don't know how to explain.
Oh, it's a whole different personality. Right?
Yeah.
A lot of people have completely different online personalities than they do in real life.
Yeah.
And to me, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
It's a little scary. Yeah.
It's like you two are all, you're so natural at this. It was like you were meant to do this. It just blows me away.
Someone had released an article about us recently in the podcast space talking about Brooke and Connor make a podcast and said, it is refreshing that Brooke and Connor are able to let us into their lives in a way that most influencers don't. And I think what they meant is that we talk about like how many times we have bowel movements like constantly.
A Brookie always talked about that.
Yeah, because she's...
Because every dinner situation, was pretty much came up.
Par for the whole.
About the bowel movement. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I had to go.
It's important to go into that space with an open mind. The diarrhea space.
To me, it's just like not mentioning something that I'm thinking of. It causes me so much more discomfort than mentioning it.
Yeah.
It's good. You just express what you feel and what you're thinking about.
I physically can't
work so well. That's why, because it's so, you're so, so natural. No fake phony at all.
You hate phony stuff.
Yeah, I do.
You want to hear a funny story about a phony?
Yeah.
I was in Connecticut one time with my friends at a casino. And this guy was taking pictures of the people.
Why are you in Connecticut at a casino?
One of my friend's dads randomly owns a hotel like in the middle of Connecticut. And we thought it was really cool to go from Texas to the East Coast to go see this hotel.
And you went
yeah,
all the way
up. I mean, it's like a franchised uh-huh. situation where it's not like a magnificent, you know, but it was fun for us like in high school to go out there. And we hung out, we had fun, we went to the casinos, we drove to like Rhode Island, which was so fun. It was
so fun.
It was a blast. But yeah. we go to this casino and there's this guy taking pictures and he's saying He's saying he's this magician. Crap, what's his name? He's saying he's David, no, not David Blaine, not David Copperfield, not David Blaine. Something that sounds like a Black Widow, like crap. Oh, magicians, wait. Date, no, I can figure it out. Anyways, he's saying he's, what? No, I have to get it right because it's, for some reason, I really
look it up.
Important. Magician, famous magicians, alive. Not David Blaine. Chris Angel. There's this guy taking pictures of people. I've never seen Chris Angel, but for some reason, me and my friends were like, that is not Chris Angel. Like telling all the whole crowd, like, do not waste your money. Like, that's not Chris Angel. That is a phony. Oh. He is a phony. Obviously, we were in high school and we had probably two drinks and we were just like being assholes. It was Chris Angel and we were escorted away from him. Later that evening, when I saw him behind me, I was like, oh, it's Chris Angel. And I was selfieing like this, and he had like two young ladies on his arms. And they were walking towards us, and one young lady did not see me and somehow hit her nose on the back of my head.
Come on.
And it was bleeding. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was like this, not moving, and she was looking at him and hit her nose on my,
on video?
It's on video somewhere. I had it for the longest time. I think I had like an Android at that time.
You had an Android?
I had an Android. I thought they were so cool.
What do you mean? Oh,
there's a Google phone that was like a big competitor. I remember and when people were all getting phones, I was like, I looked up all the specs, like all the tech specs, and like on paper, it's like, oh, this one's better. But little did I know that everyone in the world was going to get an iPhone. And you know what came out on an iPhone that year that I got my Google phone with a 2-year contract? Instagram. And I had to use Instagram on my friends' phones to post pictures of like my snacks and the sunset. So that was hard for me. That was really hard.
Yeah.
I had to push through.
Susu, do you have any social media?
No.
Would you ever want any?
You mean followers and things? What do you mean?
Or even just accounts, like you don't have.
I don't do anything like that. I just watch you guys and your podcasts and no, I don't have Instagram or anything.
That's for, I'm jealous.
I'm jealous too.
It's just not my world.
That's fine.
You know, I feel like you're living in such peace, like a village that's untouched by mankind. Mm-hmm. And like, I really do think you'd be really good at like, get ready with me's and you'd be really successful, but it would ruin your life.
It'd ruin her peace.
Yeah.
She needs to protect her peace.
Yeah.
Why would it ruin my peace?
Because social media is like a toxic, toxic space.
Because you would do so well, it is such a potent drug to be taking, likes and engagement and things. That you would be high and then it would kill you.
Right. You just like start to constantly chase the high. It's interesting. It's like the LSD.
That being said, you'd be sitting next to Emma Chamberlain at Paris Fashion Week as well. So it's a trade-off.
She has no idea who that is.
It doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
Impress me to be, you know.
I don't, yeah. I totally understand that.
Years ago it would, but not today. You're right. It's such so introspective.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have questions just about your general interests, because I think one of the things that we have in common is just liking things a lot. You know, like watching a TV show or a movie and then just being thinking about it and having it consume us for a long time, and also loving these celebrities and whatever. So is there any movie or TV show or anything recently that has had you kind of in that state?
I don't really love celebrities today.
Today? But you have celebrity crushes.
Yeah. Just because I think they're beautiful and gorgeous, but
that's fine.
Yeah, that world to me is just, it seems too superficial. Mm-hmm. And it may not be, but for me, it feels that way.
So you know, you don't care about your boys anymore, Ryan, Robert Pattinson and such?
No, I don't.
Outside of what they look like.
Or yeah. Anything like that. No, I just like if I see a movie.
That's healthy too.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
But you're number one.
Oh, I love you to death. I'm serious when I say that.
So beautiful.
I also don't have any crushes or anything. Celebrity, no. So we're evolving together in that way.
Did you guys see this new Anne Hathaway movie, speaking of movies? That's
yeah. coming out? Do you know about that?
Okay, so
it's a book that's based off of Harry Styles. It's based off of a book that's based off of the idea of Harry Styles.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I would love to see that.
Yeah, me too.
When is that coming out?
Summer.
Maybe May?
In the theaters, right?
I would love to see that. I like very moving, deep.
I don't think that's what you're going to get here.
No, but generally, I like movies that mean something. I can't stand the sci-fi stuff and all that. Do you like that?
I never had any interest in like fantasy or sci-fi until I still don't really care for sci-fi, but very recently I've been introduced to the fantasy world and there's no place I'd rather be. It's my home. Yeah.
Like for what movie? What?
It's actually books. I've been reading a lot of books.
Here we go.
A lot of fantasy books. Yeah.
I'll head out.
So what is it? Where does it take you? What? Give me it like.
To Perinthian. Perinthian is one of the worlds that I live in right now. So it's just more so like a space that has fairies, but not the kind of fairies that you're thinking of. More so spelled F-A-E-R-I-E-S. So it's just like kind of like a human, but more elevated. Your phone's ringing. Do you want to go get it?
I'll go get it. You can finish telling her about that.
Basically, it's just they're just like humans, but kind of have more elevated senses and abilities. So kind of like...
They're more connected.
More so like kind of powers in a way. And they can, you know, speak via mind and some of them can fly and kind of, you know, just like, it's just like humans, but like, just like more abilities that you would kind of dream to have.
Well, I totally.
And romance.
I totally believe that because I think that we're so much more connected to possibilities and what's out there than we're aware of.
It's endless possibilities in the fantasy realm.
So amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's nice to like just like get out of this world completely and just enter another space.
There was the alarm.
Yeah. So I think you're very, very, I think you're a very deep person. I think you're very spiritual too. But you don't, I don't think you believe that, do you?
I don't feel spiritual.
Maybe you haven't tapped into it yet.
I guess everyone has that and can tap into it or not.
It's a question if you tap into it or not.
I'm tapped out.
I absolutely tap into it.
You are.
All the damn time. That's why me and you have that thing that we have. We had a soul connection on this actual couch, actually only a few feet away. I have it all the time where I'm...
That's so good that you're open to believing that there is that possibility.
It's as likely that there's that possibility as it's not there. Like, it's just the same amount of likeliness.
It's more so.
What even is this? I say that all the time.
I do agree that, like, when you kind of think about, like, how intricate the human experience is and, like, the human body and all that, it is crazy to think that something bigger doesn't exist.
Right. The possibilities of this exact everything that's here right now, everything we're looking at, us sitting here, us knowing each other, are so impossible that the most impossible thing that we can think of is just as likely to be possible, if that makes sense. It's crazy that we can talk like this and we're not on LSD, you know? Right. This is brain rot. Yeah. But what I was going to say, sorry, about the Anne Hathaway movie coming out, is it is weird to see Anne Hathaway, for me, as... She's Princess Diaries. And
she's
now,
not aged since she was the Princess aged, of Genovia.
But they have casted her as the older woman for the first time I've ever seen. Like, I haven't watched any of her, and I feel like this is going to be like a big film for her. And it's weird to see like a celebrity that you think of as Devil Wears Prada. Like, what's the one where she's a princess? Not Princess Diaries, though.
Ella Enchanted.
Ella Enchanted. Great movie. Great soundtrack. There's a musical I like.
And now it's time for our Good Neighbor Custom segment, which is brought to you by State Farm. When you get a new car or a new home, the first thing you might find yourself saying is, heck yeah, or I can't believe it, or how is this real? But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. So today, for our State Farm Good Neighbor Custom segment, I'm going to talk about something that I'm struggling with this week, and the person that helped me get through it, just like a good neighbor would. It is genuinely just my good neighbors, because Max has found a way to get out twice this week. And like a good neighbor, my neighbors called me twice this week. Two separate neighbors, actually. I'm meeting all my neighbors because Max is going door to door via escape feature. And they've both found him. I was getting like several calls from numbers I didn't have. And I'm like, reject, reject, reject. I'm like, what the heck does this person want? Answer, we have your dog. Gotcha. I'll be right there. Thank you so much. Run down the street. So like a good neighbor, my neighbors have been finding my dog in the wild twice recently, but five total. So love my neighborhood. Everyone has returned him safely and had caught him before he makes his way to wherever he's trying to get. I think he needs to chat with me a little bit, but so love my neighbors. And even though the struggle was very real this week, I'm nominating those two neighbors wherever they may live in my neighborhood as the good neighbors of the week who helped me get through it. So obviously we all know that adulthood always comes with these types of like low-key struggles, what to cook for dinner, how to exercise more, ways to eat healthier, the list goes on. I'm not going to bore you, but luckily one of the parts of adulthood that doesn't have to be complicated is insurance, thanks to State Farm. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what works best for you and your needs. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too. Whether it's in person or on the phone with your local agent or on statefarm.com or on their award-winning app, State Farm lets you do things your way. State Farm is the good neighbor we all want and deserve. Mm-hmm. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Sorry.
What is this music movie about with her?
Brooke knows more than I do.
It's about this, from my understanding, it's about a mother and a daughter. And the daughter is like obsessed with this boy band. And the mom takes her to see the boy band. And then they like meet the boy band and it ends up being the mom that falls in love with the main member of the boy band. And
oh, that sounds like me. Yeah. Really?
So that's Anne Hathaway.
And it's a real story, right?
No, it's just based on the idea of Harry Styles.
Okay. So is this kind of like what you always talk about, your fan fiction, and this is a fan fiction?
This is essentially fan fiction that just skipped the fan fiction piece and went to just a book.
Is it not weirdly pedophilic? How old is this
boy? Over 18. Okay, for sure.
Okay, it feels weird to me.
Yeah, it's definitely an age gap, but people like, that's one trope that people like love in romance stories, is like an age gap trope. Like there's different like genres of romance that people love. One of those is age gap.
Okay,
for me, Connor,
yeah,
enemies to lovers, and there's one bed at the inn.
There's what?
There's one bed at the inn. Oh, shoot. We have to stay a night at an inn.
Oh.
And there's only one bed. Shoot.
I see.
My, like, I love those.
I see.
Yeah. But a lot of people love age gap. Me? Doesn't do anything.
That rubs me actually the wrong way.
Yeah. It's just like Anne Hathaway is like the older woman and she's in love with this much younger guy and it's an age gap love story.
Who's the guy playing Harry Styles?
Nicholas Gap. I don't know how to say his last name, but he was in Red, White, and Royal Blue. Yeah. Are you okay?
A mint?
Yeah.
There's one right here. Oh, yeah. These ones are delicious, but I guess they give you cancer, so you're not going to like these ones. We've been staying at, obviously, Brooke's grandparents' house for this week, and there's been this alarm that's been going off. And at first, Brooke was like, give me a tour of the house. And I'm like low-key kind of scared of the East Coast, like straight up.
Why?
It gives me a horror movie that's set in like a house at the end of the block. And the those books that are called like House at the End of the Street with the girl in the window across from the girl in the mirror type. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, even like a nice house like this, I'm like, we're in the woods and someone's like coming in here and dismembering us. Like that's immediately what I was thinking. And Brooke was like, no, it's not like that. We pass a graveyard right after she says that. We get in and there's this noise that keeps happening and it sounds like a car locking. And so I was noticing it, but I was like, Brooke, are you also hearing that? And she's like, yep. And it was the alarm that was like low on batteries, or that is low on batteries, but you actually can't change them as a citizen, what is it called?
Layperson.
As a layperson.
So the alarm guy came after it was beeping for a full 24 hours throughout the night.
Oh, it's still 100%. Beeping.
100%. It is still beeping. He was here for an hour yesterday. Said, it's all good. Dead serious. And it beeped throughout the night. It's like genuinely like Chinese water torture. Like it's becoming a psychological
also,
form of
it's
torture.
It's not even. It's not even on a schedule. It is like it
could
will
stop for hours. And
right when you're like, it's over. Beep.
You never know and when it's coming.
I've had that at my house since I moved in, and it's the sump pump in the basement.
The sump pump?
Yeah, and they finally, after all these people were coming in and fixing it, it was still beeping, it was driving me crazy. But
that was a different
somebody
noise.
Finally came in. Are you sure?
I'm sure that was.
Because I know.
What is a sump pump?
It's in the basement, and it takes out excess water. If there was a flood or something. Mm. But
it says what it is on the right now. It's saying it's a Wi-Fi issue.
Oh, okay. Because I know it was driving me crazy. I thought that I would like jump out the window, which wouldn't do any good because it's first floor living. But seriously,
you could always just go for a broken bone.
You could just get out, like you could leave at that. You would just be leaving.
Oh my God, so funny.
Also the basement thing is like a new thing for me because in Texas we don't have basements.
Oh really?
No, I can't remember the reason why. I think it's because we're at
flooding?
I think it's because of flooding, and I think it's also because in Texas we have like water basins underneath the ground.
Oh, that's so like the water.
Well, it's like a natural aquifer type situation that's just like underneath sedentary rock. It doesn't matter at all. Like, I'm sorry for sharing that, even.
You could share anything.
Well, the basement thing is cool to me. I always dreamt of having a basement.
I found out late in life that not everyone had basements, and it freaked me out.
Why?
What? I just, like, thought that was the structure of every home.
Oh, really? No. I don't like basements. I wish I didn't have one, but.
It's so nice to have, like, an extra whole floor of your house, and it's. You don't have to build it any taller. It's underground.
Yeah, if you have the funds to
finish
it.
That's true. Yeah, I know. I feel like every basement I've ever been in has been like, we're working on it. And it's like just wood and like insulation. You know what's funny about in Texas, we always had tornadoes.
Yeah.
And you know how people like usually go into their basements for tornadoes? Like in Ohio, you can go into your basement or something. In Texas, my whole family had to just like get into this closet in our guest room and put a mattress over us. And it was just like so weird.
Did you have to do that?
Yeah, for like glass and stuff. If the window were to break, like you'd want,
I mean,
you.
Did you experience
that? Oh yeah, a bunch of times.
What was it like growing up in Texas?
It was fine. It was cool. I didn't like it.
Well, because you're so. You're so.
I had a good time. I had a good time. I didn't realize that like anything else was around until I traveled a lot. Actually,
after permanence.
But like, yeah. When
your
I
family, did you travel?
Yeah, a lot. But I like have no interest in going back.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't see you. I don't see you in Texas now. Anyway, because you're so talented and out there.
Oh, thank you.
It's so amazing.
I should say, I have no interest in going back to my hometown. There's a lot of places in Texas that are like cool.
Are your folks still there?
Yeah.
You do go visit, right?
I haven't been. This is the longest I've not been back.
How long?
Like almost like a year and something.
Oh.
Which is crazy. But I need to go genuinely bid farewell to my family dog, which is crazy. He's just so old. And he's happy and he's running around and stuff, but like, he's impossibly old and he's not going to, there's, if he beats Bobby, the oldest dog in the world, who was 31, allegedly.
Your dog?
No.
Oh, some other dog.
He was in Argentina.
Oh.
He was an Argentinian dog.
That lived to 31?
31, allegedly. But they're saying they lied.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
When my dogs died, I actually, like, when they were sick, I slept in the kitchen with them. Oh. It's so heartbreaking. Oh, my God.
No, at least just get hit by a car so we don't have to watch it happen, you know?
Just that they, you can't tell them. They don't know what's going on.
You don't know because they can't. Oh, it's just.
It's heartbreaking.
It is so heartbreaking.
No, but my dog is so old and he's still so happy and chipper. But it's just like, he's old as balls. So like, he's going to have to, it's almost time to retire.
It's so weird. So all of my friends, our friends have old dogs that like we had all gotten in high school.
Yeah.
And they're all dropping off like flies.
Yeah.
Like Patrick's is actually still alive. Tristan's just died. Alexis just died. Sodie's just died.
Yeah.
I'm praying for Cleo.
Cleo isn't that old.
She's 13.
She is?
My dog's 13.
Oh,
Saki.
She's so precious. They're so precious.
Yeah.
Yeah, your dog. Did you have that dog when you were
a
small child?
I was a small, yeah, I think I was, I don't even know how.
17, 18?
No. You're way younger.
Oh, like, because we got Cleo when I was like 16 or 17.
Oh, maybe my dog's older. I don't know.
But also, I think she was 3.
I think I was 14. Maybe younger.
She wasn't a baby. It's not time to do the math right now.
No, not a math podcast.
Do you miss your dog?
I do, but I know that he doesn't care about me. Like, he's never cared. He's an Australian Shepherd, and they don't care if you live or die. They really don't.
Really?
No.
Was Gabe an Australian Shepherd?
Gabe.
Do you remember my dog?
Yeah, Gabe was... He was a mixture of a Labrador, and he wasn't that.
He was furry.
Here we go.
He wasn't that furry.
He had long, long hair.
Gaby did?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
He
had short hair. It wasn't.
His hair was long.
He's a long-haired dog.
I don't know what he was, but he was so fabulous. He was such a great dog.
Miss him.
You remember?
Yeah, I miss him.
I know.
I have... Oh, sorry, go ahead. I just have an interesting thing, like a random headline that I wanted to just read off. I feel like, Brooke, you'll have something to say about this. And Susu, I know for a fact you will. There is a woman in Spain who just married a hologram, and it's trained by artificial intelligence to have all of the parts of all her ex-boyfriends.
What?
Yeah. So like its responses, and I can read details if you care.
Mm-hmm.
An artist from Barcelona, Alicia Farmis, will be the first woman to marry a hologram generated by artificial intelligence at a ceremony that will take place this summer at a museum in Rotterdam. Imagine a partner who's always there when you need them but never gives you a kiss, hug, or any form of affection involving the slightest physical contact. Thoughts so far?
Could like that, Susu.
Someone with whom you share a romantic connection, engaging in lengthy debates that intellectually stimulate you in a profound manner, yet who will never extend a hand to change a light bulb or help with carrying shopping bags.
So wait a second. What is a hologram?
It's like a projection.
So how does that get
artificial intelligence?
Like light, kind of.
Energy.
Kind of. It's light. Like it's.
I don't know we don't know the science behind
like it's
it.
It's like a. I'll show. I'll pull up a picture. I don't know if they have a picture, but.
I don't know if I could handle that yet. I don't know if I'm that elevated.
On the other hand, you can count on their presence to permanently, and they'll never disturb your sleep with their snoring. This description may not fit the ideal relationship for many, but it embodies love from an alternate dimension. Okay. AI
this could be something of the future. Who knows, you know?
There was an episode of Black Mirror similar to it.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I feel like that could be nice. Like, you don't have to touch them, or that you can turn them off.
Just
just company.
Yeah.
When you want it.
Yeah. I mean, she's saying.
It's so comfortable being alone. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really fine for me.
This is getting a little crazy the more I read on. Love and sex with robots and holograms are an inevitable reality, she says. They are great companions and capable of expressing empathy. Just as phones saved us from loneliness and filled the void in our lives, holograms as interactive presences in our homes can take it even further. This is disgusting now. I don't like it.
Okay.
I'm getting scared.
You are?
Yeah. Like, just as phones filled the void in our lives, go on a hike.
We're living in the future.
I don't
like
that
at all.
Do
you ever think about how much has changed, like, in your lifetime? Like, there wasn't a phone, or there was no cell phones when you were born.
I was young. There was no social media. There were no phones, but it was so fun. It was so happy.
And but there was LSD, so you could actually marry an artificial intelligence boyfriend, even though he wasn't even
there. LSD, I don't... I was in a crowd of girls that we were like, we didn't drink or do any drugs or anything like that.
That's
we
incredible.
Were just, yeah, we were just, we had crowds of girls and boys, and we just used to go to dances and just.
People danced.
People
danced,
used to dance.
Yeah. Oh, that, your generation does not dance?
Mm-hmm. Except in front of our phone.
Or in front of, yeah, right, they're doing your videos or anything. And that's so sad to me because dancing is so fun.
Oh, it is.
You know?
Anytime I get a chance to really shake my ass, I do it.
It's so fun. It's totally different. And we always had a place to go to and hang out. We used to go to the bowling alley and your father was always at the pool room. Uh-huh. Your grandfather, yeah.
Was he good at pool?
Huh?
Was he good at pool?
He was good at everything. He was good at cards, pool. They excelled at everything they did. You know.
That's so cute.
When you were in school with my mom and pop up, what were, I'm just curious, what were their like reputations? Were they the cool kids?
Well, your mother was known. Uh-huh. Yeah. For my mom, your mother. Your mother too. Your mother too is so beautiful. My mom was known. You know how in my day there were groups of girls that were known as the beautiful ones, mm-hmm. and she was definitely one of those.
She's gorgeous. You were too, probably.
No, not me. Not at all. It's the truth, believe me. I was not attractive.
That's but, not true.
Oh, it's so true. But anyway, and Bob... my brother was, he was always so funny and likable and so sweet and good-hearted.
That's precious.
Awesome.
It's still, they're still the same.
Yeah, I love my brothers. Even though I don't connect with them on, you know, a very deep level, they're just, they're so great. They're so good, good-hearted people.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing.
I feel like you and Pop-Pop get along so well.
We do. I love Pop-Pop.
Yeah. Rick, this is feeling really good on my lips. If you get it, like if your lips are chapped.
My lips are chapped. I don't know if you can see the cracks and the blood from that camera
it's
angle,
so
but.
Good.
Okay, Izzy, how long have we been recording? Okay, let's wrap that up then. Susu, any last words?
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. And it was so fun.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for coming. Our favorite guest. We hope you come back.
You know what they've been calling you behind the scenes? Laura. Because you've really been Dern that shit. No one thinks that's funny. Laura Dern. Maybe I'll jump out the first story window. You really been Dern that shit.
Love you.
I love you, Susu. Thanks for coming on.
This was a dream come true.
Love you.
And thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you in the bonus here in a sec.
Okay, love you.
Bye, guys.
Oh,
okay, oh, so you don't actually have to.
You don't have to stay. You don't have to get up.
We're just cutting the camera.
This week on Close Friends. tuna and salmon live together a lot of the time.
I'm going to challenge Brooke to pull something from deeper inside her ass. But that guy did find a thumb in his chili, like a human thumb.
Was that Wendy's?
Wendy's. You have a booger on your glasses. I black out and my fist is in my mouth.
Like down my throat.
Yeah.
I'm sucking on each finger.
Titillating.
Triglycerides.
Almost. That's what's wrong with my heart.
Triglycerides.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.